How often did you go out into the community?
Well, it was usually 3 days a week, because, well, we had an evening clinic on a Tuesday evening, and on a Thursday afternoon, the doctor, the dietitian, went to a peripheral clinic, which we held once a month in Kirkcaldy, Haddington, Dunfermline and Galashiels. The two in Fife entailed going across the ferry from South Queens Ferry to North Queens Ferry. The one in the borders, Galashiels, sometimes in the winter time had to be cancelled because of the snow. We were at a Kirkcaldy clinic the day before the fourth road bridge was opened, and when we got down to the ferry, the queue in South Queens Ferry was way through the village, so we had to go up to the boat and say to the captain, we had a clinic in Kirkcaldy, and we were let on. Then after that it was plain sailing because the bridge was open. Although sometimes in the summertime, the queue for coming back to Edinburgh was so long that we went round by the Kincardine Bridge, which added quite a journey to time to the journey.
Where were these clinics located, in GP's surgeries?
No. The clinics were all in hospitals, and we got referred new patients there as well from the local GPs, as well as those who had been in hospital and came to our clinics. In latter days, they were diabetologists in all of the main hospitals, whereas in the 50s, there were diabetic clinics were few and far between. On the East Coast, there was probably only Edinburgh, Dundee and Aberdeen.
For how long were you a social dietitian?
I would say I was a social dietitian for about 3 or 4 years. Then I think really because the clinics got so busy and I was needed more at hospital level, that it just tailed off. Although on occasions, even after that, I was sometimes sent to visit a patient.